If you missed Pawn Stars Unplugged, here's what you missed.
You know what the difference between a new wife and a new dog?
No. What?
Well, after the year, the dog will still be excited to see you.
Well, you know when a girl's really ugly, there is hope for her. She just has to marry rich.
Yeah. So the girlfriend comes to the guy and says to him, am I pretty or ugly? So he says, you're both. What do you mean? So you're pretty ugly.
You know what's the difference between marriage and death?
No.
When you're dead, you're free.
I just unfriend 13 pregnant Facebook friends. I don't want to be friends with people who don't use condoms.
Right, so the wife telling her husband when he come home in the evening, come, let's go out tonight and have some fun. So the husband went, that's a great idea, but if you come home first, just remember in the hall, leave the lights on, huh?
Catch Pawn Stars Unplugged, Wednesdays at 6 p.m.
Good evening and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. The time is now 6 and 8 minutes and 42 seconds, 3 seconds, 4 seconds.
And counting.
It is Wednesday. The time is, like I said, 6 and 8 minutes. And the day today is the 10th of October and the year is 2018. My name is Roy Perez and I want to introduce my porn stars. And for that, I've got here the fifth porn star. Please accept. Big applause for Sasha Starr. How are you, Sashi?
It's a casual Friday today.
What? No.
Everyone's
what's happening? What's happening?
You're in shorts.
I'm in shorts. So let me explain. Everything has a reason.
Life has a reason.
Yeah. Okay.
What was the reason of the shorts? Okay.
Yeah.
The reason of the shorts is, first of all, it's hot. First of all, it's hot. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
First of all, hot. Secondly, we already made our millions.
You have.
Boom.
You won the lotto.
The third thing is that, they're busy building in our place and it's all dusty and stuff. So every time I come with these beautiful black clothes, I don't know when they come, it looks like,
they become gray.
Pile of crap, you know, afterwards.
Yeah.
I have never, ever seen you in a t-shirt.
Ethan doesn't have a t-shirt. Well, it's the only one.
He borrowed it.
Had a small break between the office and the studio. So,
what do we have here? We've got from the deeps of Hyde Park, he comes to us, the gentle giant, also known, also our coin, antique, and memorabilia expert. Please welcome Ethan Nadler.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening to you too, Mr. Ethan. What do you have to say for your own sake?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Ethan. And from 96 Centon Drive. From 96 Centon Drive, running very beautiful establishment.
Oh, really?
Right. Yeah, very beautiful. It is.
And who's better?
Cashin is definitely better.
Thank you.
That's fear talking.
Yeah, you better be scared.
That's fear talking.
Be afraid. Pure very fear. Afraid.
Yeah. You.
Tolkop is also our Swiss watch and diamond expert. We cannot welcome Leah Rimon because he's not here, but he's going to be hopefully tomorrow here. And just applause to him.
Yes, Leah.
Feel better.
What do we have more? We've got he's a decorated journalist, a blogger and South Africa's best movie critic. I want you to say hello to Peter Feldman.
Yay.
Hey, everybody. I'm out of the traffic jam. There's no traffic jam
no
tonight.
No traffic jam tonight.
So here I am, and I must say the studio has been rocking.
It is.
Everybody in such a good mood. I don't know why.
Let me tell you why. Because first of all, we've got something great. If you see this weekend, the Citizen, you got me on the third page. You got a full page for Roy Peretz.
Of Roy. You've never seen him before.
Like you've never seen him before. So, basically you can get naked with Roy. What is that? All right. So don't forget the Citizen, third page. It's me. On Saturday?
Yes.
Saturday. So, but you must buy it on a Friday so you can read it on Saturday. No, I mean, don't buy it on Saturday.
My wife said to me, can't you have a look at it now? I said, no, you can't. He says, well, you know, with the electronics, you can see ahead.
What do you mean? You sent it to me. I mean, I'm sure you got it. I mean, you wrote it. You wrote it. And there's a lot of truth inside. Not everything, but there's a lot. No.
We were economical with the truth. We gave it a good picture.
We gave it a good picture. But the truth of the matter is that, like you said before, the truth is, I mean, the truth can't be an obstacle for a good story. Huh? What did you say? The truth can't disturb.
No, you can't have the truth interfere with a good story.
All right, that's the one. That's the one. That's the one he said. So this is Peter Feldman who's going to talk about some movies today. You've got to have some movies today. Huh?
Not many, but there's one movie that stands out. The other movie I'm only going to see tomorrow night, which is a big movie.
Oh.
What you will tell us a bit about.
I can tell you about it. I can tell you who's in it.
You must remind me because I want to talk about the beautiful show I've seen on Friday.
Odd Man Out.
Oh, it was amazing. It was actually amazing, and I have to recommend it. So we talk about it later. Oh, we do have more. All right.
Give you trouble. Yeah. A lot of
Let me tell you. She's the lady that gives me hard time. No, she's not my wife. She hails from the deep ends of Cashin in Hyde Park. She's also a jewelry person. So if anyone needs a ring or anything for any occasion, just call 011-325-7777 Irene Bawa.
Hello, darling.
Oh. And remember, give her a ring.
Give her a ring.
No, I don't need a ring because I've got one already.
Right. Is that all you got? One ring.
No. Last but not least, the rumor says she gives the best service in the whole industry. I want you to welcome Nicole.
Hey. Hello, peeps.
Please don't forget our Facebook page is Porn Stars on 101.9. You can also follow our short videos on Instagram as Roy Peretz or on YouTube also as Roy Peretz. If you're interested, I mean, if you're listening from all over the world, please don't forget that you can download and or listen to our podcast on www.chaifm, which is chaifm.com, and just go under the podcast and Wednesday. Click Porn Stars and enjoy. What can I say this day? If you stay with us, you'll listen to Peter talking about movies. He will give us four tickets.
Four tickets we're going to give out to lucky listeners. So if they listen, I'm going to ask them a question and they just have to respond through the normal electronic channels. But they must remember that there are T's and C's that people don't listen to this. Because they want to get to movies that they can't see. So we've just got to explain to them in great detail what they must listen to.
No, thank you so much. Will you also hear Eitan talking beep?
We'll see.
All right. Liel is not here. Tomorrow at 9 o'clock, don't forget to listen to us here at the same station, at your favorite station, Chai FM, 101.9, Roy and Friends.
Roy? Eitan actually gives very interesting history facts.
Yeah, he does.
Just by the bar.
He does.
So he doesn't talk beep.
Interests a lot of people, not me.
No, we talked about after the facts.
What do you mean? What are you talking about, Eitan?
The real facts of life. Coming after.
That one you're talking about.
That's coming after history.
All right. So this week, for me, was a mark of summer. I don't know about you, but summer make me feel like, what can I say?
Alive.
I make me feel like dancing. Yeah, that's me.
Samba
so basically,
summer.
You know, when you smell the
flowers,
the flowers, the jasmine, the yesterday, today, tomorrow. What a smell! Wonderful. So it makes me feel. So for me, summer is something amazing. Make me feel like dancing. So make me feel like everything's going to be great. When people say, and people start saying, you know, I'll see you in the new year. People saying after the holidays. So what are you talking about? We're still middle of the year. No, after the holidays. So do you believe that this year is basically already over? I mean, what the hell? I mean, how's that? So this year is basically already over. And I don't accept it. I don't accept it. I'm still young.
Pumping.
Yeah, summer loving.
Yeah. So, you know, you feel like dancing, but please don't forget at the same time, there's a lot of... what's happening right now is there's a lot of people... That although you feel like dancing, don't forget that at the same time you are planning your holiday, that Tzotzis is planning theirs too. You mustn't forget that there's a lot of tzotzis and looking at you and say, you know what, look at this Eitan. I mean, look, he's working hard. I have to take his money. I mean, this is something that happens here in South Africa.
Just to pay attention, they're going to work overtime in the next 6 weeks because they need to go on holiday in December. Huh?
Exactly. And they need to give their mothers and fathers stuff. So don't forget.
Open all the eyes.
It's not only us. They have to parnusa as well. Yeah. So, in other words, silly season is here. Yeah, big time. I don't want to darken your day, but the bad guys are here to get your money and your valuables. So when you go to work, wake up early in the morning and go in, you know, you're going to work and make some money. They're working towards how to get your money.
So they're looking for sponsors, Roy, so they pick people up.
Yes.
Have you seen the new device that they've got to steal cars?
No, I haven't seen. Well, what is that
so
now?
So all the latest cars that have those remote keys that you don't need to plug in.
Yes.
These guys, it was on Facebook, have got a device that they can encode it from outside your house.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah.
All right.
It picks the sensor up.
Yes.
Press it, open the car, start the car, away they go.
So they've got to find out where you live.
That's not a problem. They follow you. They follow you normally from your place of work.
So they follow you from, say, a mall.
If your car is outside a house, if you're visiting somebody, they will stand outside the house.
Yeah.
They use this device that picks up the
sensor. And they're going to steal your car.
And they take the car.
Yes.
So you've got to be aware of what's happening around your car. You've got to be aware
of the
surroundings.
That's why I said, open all your 12 eyes around the head.
What I want to say is that while we guys were going to work, wake up in the morning, have breakfast, going to work, plan our day, bitch about that, talk bad about this, work hard, and say, this guy didn't pay me, and you're going to go out, and they are planning to rob you. I mean, they are actually planning to rob you. This is very organized crime. So I just want you guys to really take care of, pay attention to what you're doing. You know, they were talking about kidnapping as well of kids. Lately, it becomes like a big thing. So I just want you really to take care of your kids as well. I'm not sure about too much, but guys, really, just be careful. Just be careful before those holidays. I'm telling you now, just be careful. There's a lot of bad incidents already and that happened this year. And, and silly season has started. We don't have much of a police, so.
So on a good note.
Yeah.
What's everybody planning for the holidays?
What are you planning for the holidays?
I think the best time is to stay in Joburg. It's become very quiet.
I must say, you must be right. You must be right because, Johannesburg normally is amazing in December. But before that, and I don't want to darken your thing anymore, I want you just to listen to this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful song from...
If you missed Pawn Stars Unplugged, here's what you missed.
You know, my wife and I have a secret for having a good marriage. Two times a week, going to a very nice restaurant, have good wine, good time. She's doing it on Tuesdays, I do it on Fridays.
So there was this woman, she says, you know, I sent my husband to the shop to buy potatoes. And on his way, he got a heart attack. So anyway, the other woman said, so what did you do? He says, what can I do? I cooked rice.
You know, her husband is talking to his wife while she is driving for the first time in her life on the highway. And he's telling her, listen, baby, you have to be careful because they just said on the news, someone is crazy driving against traffic. She said, what are you talking about? So many stupid people driving against the traffic.
Once a woman said to me, I like a man who makes me laugh. I said, you should see me naked.
And we're back with Peter Feldman. And Peter, what do we have today?
Well, we've got two movies opening that are worth seeing. First, I think this A Star is Born, which is a remake of a remake. I mean, Judy Garland and James Mason were in the first one. Then we had a reworked version with Barbara Streisand and Chris Christopherson.
That's a famous one, I think.
Very famous was Barbara Streisand.
And
now we got a new one, Bradley Cooper, who's a very well-known actor.
The guy with the blue eyes.
Yeah, blue eyes. And he's always got a bit of a stubble, you know, but he's a very good actor.
Yeah.
And he has directed the new version, which he says it's different. And Lady Gaga plays the woman, the singer, who suddenly discovered and becomes world famous. I'm only seeing the movie itself tomorrow night. The studio have held it back because it's opening on Friday, so I'm only going to see it tomorrow night. But I know I saw an interview with Lady Gaga and with Bradley Cooper on the Graham Norton show, which I watch every week.
Yeah.
And they were talking about how different it was. And actually, they went and they performed at Glastonbury. And Kris Kristofferson's on the show. And
is he?
He was...
He must said, be 100 now.
Yeah, they didn't wheel him in a wheelchair. And he was good enough to allow them to fill in his spot. And people didn't know what was going on. But suddenly Lady Gaga was on stage and Bradley Cooper was performing. So people have to go and see it. The movie I saw was quite an interesting movie. It's a South African production. It's called Baby Mamas. And it's done by a group of black South African actors. And the team is directed by Stefina Zwane. And the cast is Salamina Mosesi, Tembisa Mdodo, Danae Renaka, and Kay Smith. And they are very well known because they do a lot of television, Roy.
Okay.
And they, you know, they do a lot of things within the media. It's aimed at a female, so it's, you could call it a chick flick. And I don't think it'll have any problems finding an audience because it's frothy, it's fun, and it tells a few home truths.
Really?
About. And this is the professional woman. They're in the upper league. Their husbands do well. They have beautiful homes. And they go out for dinner at good restaurants. And it's directed with great style. It takes a comic but heartfelt look at four professional South African women and their take on motherhood, the ups and the downs that go with it, and the very funny bits in between.
Yeah.
So the main character is Salamina Mosesi, who plays Tolly. And it's interesting to note, Roy, that she is the managing director of a company called Sorelli Media. And they are the people behind this movie.
You know what? I'm going to stop you again because I'm doing it every time. I'm doing it every time. 0618951019. That's our WhatsApp number. 0618951019. Our SMS number is 34519. It will cost you $1.50. But you must listen to Peter Feldman. I'm so sorry. I didn't tell you before. Listen to Peter Feldman because it's going to be a quiz. It's going to be a question at the end of that.
I'm going to ask a question. Right. Not on this movie.
Oh, not?
No.
All right. So listen to that one.
The twist is on the first movie I mentioned.
All right. So I'm sorry about that, guys.
That's all okay, right. Roy.
Carry on. Sorry.
Getting used to it.
Please carry on. Yeah.
So we were talking about these more sophisticated, upwardly mobile group of South Africans in this multi-hued society, and it gives another dimension to how the other half lives and how well they live. And it's their relationship with boys. It's one girl's pregnant by her boyfriend. She doesn't know what to do with the baby. Another's having an affair with someone else. And that's what the story is basically about. But the acting is pretty good. And I must say, one doesn't always want to say, because it's a South African movie. You know, this can compete because it gives a different prospect, a different angle on some of the South Africans that we know. So my question is, and I think I've already mentioned it, could you name the two big stars in A Star Is Born, which opens on Friday?
And Kris Kristofferson and Barbara Streisand.
No. Oh, yeah. Please listen. It's the new movie that's coming out, which I will talk about probably next week. I just want to mention that T's and C's do apply. You cannot book online using the Mobi codes or the vouchers that we send you. The comps are only for 2D or 3D, the regular movies and the VIP. But you cannot use it for 4DX or Extreme. And you cannot see a movie on the week of release, Roy. Because
yeah, it's a simple... Like,
it's a simple.
Yeah. So then,
and just say it's complimentary tickets when you go with your vouchers to the box office where you'll redeem them. Just say it's a competition, complimentary tickets on from Chai FM, so they'll know. Because people can book online and also get these vouchers, so there's a difference. Thank you, Roy, and that's a wrap.
All right. So what is the question?
I told you. Yeah. You weren't listening.
No, well, didn't pay attention maybe. All right, the question is...
Whoever will want to see on Instagram what he was doing, we will post it tomorrow.
All right, yeah.
The question is concerning the new Star Is Born. Who is in it?
All right, the new Star Is Born. Who is in it? Give us some names. 061-895-1019. Your telephone number is 34519. It will cost you $1.50. And I want to talk to you about, what is his name, David?
Daniel Jenks. I told you
Let
to go and see this.
Yes. So Peter told me to go and see it, and he booked for me a place, and it was one of the most wonderful crafted
productions.
I must say, okay, they had four actors. The lady was amazing. I don't know the names,
But I'll Lady give was you amazing. The names. And the two other supporting actors, they were amazing too. So I mean, the odd one.
The Ashley Harvey
yeah.
plays the lead character's wife.
Yes.
The lead character is played by Daniel Jenks. His name is Ryan. He suffers, he's autistic. He suffers from...
you know, there's a broad spectrum
yes,
of autism.
Yes, yes.
And when you look at autism, everyone's got a bissel of autism. Everyone's got a little bit of autism. I mean, I know. Yeah, I had a partner that had a big autism, too much autism. I mean, even if you look at Moshe sometimes, there's a little bit of autism. Am I right? So I mean, everyone's got a little bit of autism. Don't look at me like this.
In
I'm
Yiddish,
not an autism.
We call it the
I'm
bissel.
A very friendly guy. So anyway, so when you look, when Peter told me, go check that movie, I said this display, and I said to myself, if it's not Rambo, what am I going to see? He said, no, I have to interview the guy afterwards, so I'm going to check the play. And I went like that. And I went out, and I'm telling you, it was emotionally amazing.
It makes you think.
Make you think, make you laugh, make you almost cry. It is amazing. It is amazing. Guys, highly recommend. I think it's finishing on the 21st.
On the 21st of October. It's written by a famous Australian, David Williamson. He writes a lot of these plays. And this touches on a subject, but it's done in such a way that you don't come out depressed, as you
no,
said.
No, you don't. You don't. You don't.
It, it makes fun makes of it, but the acting is so good.
The acting is amazing.
And Megan Wilson, who's a Johannesburg woman, she's directed it, and she really understands the nuances of the main characters.
Well, guys, I highly recommend it from bottom of my heart. I'm telling you, go see it. I've got no shares in that. Just go and go
theater
and see
on
it.
The square and Nelson Mandela Square.
Nelson Mandela
Auto
Square.
And General Theater on the square.
100%. And I just want to tell you something about a couple. Like, I knew a couple that were debating about whether to have kids or not to have kids. The wife says, no, why would we don't need kids. Let's have a dog. And the husband says, you know what? No, instead of that, no, I want a kid. And the wife wants a dog. She wants a kid. Anyway, they went to a marriage council. The marriage council said to them, listen, you got a choice. You got to choose between messing your carpets or ruining your lives.
Wow. That's a bit harsh.
Is it?
Yes.
Why do you think it's harsh?
Ruining your life. So you're saying children ruin your... He's saying...
Irene, you yes. know, there's something called the joke.
Yeah.
So that was a joke. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah, all right. Oh. So jokes, jokes.
You know, there is something after you have kids.
What?
You know, I was looking for that thing that peels potatoes, apples, carrots. I couldn't find it, so I asked the kids. If they have any idea, apparently she left 2 days ago. So.
You know, this guy wake up after about 4 days. He says, he calls the, he tried to wake up his wife. His wife's not waking up. She says, the medic comes in, he checks, he says, my wife is dead for like 4 days. He says, what? How can you tell me? 4 days. I mean, the sex was the same. The only thing is the meals were a little bit cold. I mean, yeah. And then once a year, that's Al Bundy's great. Once a year, Al Bundy says, a woman go completely crazy for 365 days.
That was a good one.
That's Al Bundy's one. Yeah.
You know. Yeah. Some advice for all the guys. Pay attention, please. It's slightly long. It's, what is it, a good wife? Okay, so number
Hold
one.
Hold on a second. Say again. What
a
is
good
it? A
wife.
What? Good wife.
Yeah. So number one, you should have a woman who works at home, who cooks, keep things tidy, and has a job. Number two, you should have a woman who can make you smile and laugh. Number three, you should have a woman you can trust. A woman who never lies to you. And number four, what is important, you should have a woman who is good in bed and enjoys spending time with you. But the most important point in all of this, you must make sure that these four will never meet.
Huh? Very good, Aitan.
Yeah. I have no problem admitting when I'm wrong. Like that one time I got married.
That's yours.
Yeah?
100%.
Yeah?
Hands
what,
down.
What do you mean?
That's your one.
My one?
Yes.
Listen, guys, I mean, you, let me tell you. So I'm going to put an ice on today. And it's going to be a song that some of you don't like. And I don't care. I really don't, because me, I like it. So here you go. Honky donkey.
If you missed Punch Guys Unplugged, here's what you missed.
You know what the difference between a new wife and a new dog?
No.
What?
Well, after the year, the dog will still be excited to see you.
Well, you know, when a girl's really ugly, there is hope for her. She just has to marry rich.
Yeah. So the girlfriend comes to the guy and says to him, am I pretty or ugly? So he says, you're both. What do you mean? So you're pretty ugly.
You know what's the difference between marriage and death?
No.
When you're dead, you're free.
Eitan.
I just am friend. 13 pregnant Facebook friend. I don't want to be friends with people who don't use condoms.
Right, so the wife telling her husband when he come home in the evening, come, let's go out tonight and have some fun. So the husband went, that's a great idea, but if you come home first, just remember in the hall, leave the lights on, huh?
Catch Monsters Unplugged, Wednesdays at 6 p.m.
Thank you for staying with us. Hopefully you like my song. I know it's a little bit of a country music and those people here, you like Tisha B'Av, but yeah.
I got to go mosey on down to the corral now.
Yeah.
Well said.
Let to go feed the youngings.
All right. Let me tell you a story, guys. Can I tell you a story?
Yes, please.
Let me put the appropriate music. Because
once upon a time.
Once upon a time. Twice upon a time. Not once. Don't say once. So anyway, once upon a time, no, I was walking alone, I was walking alone last night, and I decided to take a shortcut through the cemetery. Now, three girls walk up to me and says, explain they were so scared to walk through the cemetery, so I agreed to escort them through the cemetery.
You're so nice.
Yes, I am nice. I agree.
Great heart.
And I told them I understand. I used to feel to be freaked out as well walking through the cemetery when I was alive. you should have seen how they ran away.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's,
you know.
Yeah.
I have to say something, but then I will explain it as well. So just to give me a chance. Even though at first sight, they may seem cuddly, friendly, and sweet. One must not forget that woman is still a danger predator.
We have 100%.
Now, let me give an example because the women now give me the look over here. So a fortune teller asking the woman, so you came to know your husband's future? She said, hell no. I want to know his past. Then I will decide about his future.
Nice one, Eitan.
Nice. Irene, do you have any jokes?
No jokes.
But not serious ones. Stop it with this being serious.
You want one?
One of us needs to be serious.
Irene, I'm going to switch off your microphone.
Here.
Yeah.
Good news. Your wife is pregnant. Yay.
Yeah.
Bad news.
Good, yeah.
She's expecting the triplets. Now, terrible news. You've had a vasectomy.
Why vasectomy?
You had a vasectomy.
Oh!
That's terrible news.
That is terrible news.
When you arrive at 2 in the morning and a woman hugs you and kisses you, you're not in your own house.
Good one, Moshe, you know, good one.
Oh, I've got something for you.
All right, yeah.
If a girl goes on a date and the guy remembers the color of your eyes.
Yeah.
Then you've got small boobs.
That's Moshe's joke from before.
Moshe told me.
Yeah, Moshe, stop corrupting Irene.
So the wife asking her husband, darling,
yeah,
would you save me if I jump into the water? So the husband said, honey, if I say yes, will you jump? And you know that a husband asked his wife,
yeah,
if I died, would you marry again? She said, oh, darling, of course I couldn't. I will die if I will have to do it. No, I will just sell the house and move with my sister. And then she turned to him and, what about you? He said, of course I will, but I will do like you. I will move with your sister.
Good one, Ethan. Good.
Wait, can I ask you, it might be serious, but just bear with me.
All right.
You know the corruption, all the crime that they're doing, don't you think it would be put to better use if they used it against crime instead of committing the crime, used the methods of crime?
For sure it's going to be good, but right now, at our times, looks like everyone to himself. Looks like everybody just want to make a quick buck. And that's including our police officers.
They did. Look what's happening now. Everything comes out.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I mean, look at the Truth Commission, what's happening. But we're going to talk about it tomorrow.
Yes.
Tomorrow we're going to take a little bit of... we've got some jokes from... All right. You...
Yeah. Okay. You know, I took an overdose of Viagra. It was the hardest day of my life.
Good one, Moshe.
You know, women or women are so funny sometimes. They think that their long silence or I won't talk to you attitude, you know, actually a punishment. It's not funny.
It is.
So I know how to make you happy, Eitan. Just keep quiet.
When you're going to be his wife, yes. What is the difference between an iron woman, iron man and iron woman? The one is a superhero and the other is simple instruction.
And it's
iron. Very good.
Nice.
You know, a woman went to the doctor after her husband a long checkup. You know, she's very worried, asking the doctor what's going on. She said, listen, he's like extremely sick and he need a lot of rest and not to get stressed. And I will subscribe some sleeping pills. So she said, so how often should I give it to him? He said, no, it's not for him. It's for you every day.
Good one. Eitan. You're getting today shiny. I thought you're not feeling good.
I found a very good site on the internet.
Oh, did you?
Extremely. You don't understand. I couldn't stop laughing.
Now listen to this. So I had $200 in my pocket and I was so hungry. So I went to the most expensive restaurant and ordered a meal fit for a king. Proper, like I'm thinking. After eating and feeling so satisfied, I asked for the bill and it came like $2,450. So I didn't have that money. So I told the waiter that I don't have that kind of money. Hence, he called the manager, who tend to call the cops before he says, I'm a piece of, you know what, but anyway, they said they called the cops. I was arrested. So I gave the cops $200 and they let me go.
And you have a steers meal in a king restaurant. Yeah. You know, my wife asked me how many women I slept with so far. So I said, only you, baby, only you. And she was so happy.
Yeah.
And then I said, I was awake with the rest.
Terrible, Eitan.
Even on this you complain. All right. Eitan, I've got another one if you want.
Okay, okay. Before that, I want to, because we talk so much about women. This one is dedicated to women. And, really, this is special from my friend. Really, really special. So guys, I want you to tell me what you think. You know, I remember too, when we used to sing. You remember when we used to sing?
No, because the music that you're playing is,
not
I don't
nice.
Know how you can say Mellow, you like yes, girls, because nice. Yeah, like you know, song like this.
Always when I say something about women, you're saying,
it's always the music you're playing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she's supposed to give the best service. Come on, believe it. Yeah, if you believe that, you'll believe anything. 0618951019. SMS number 34519. And someone says, hey Roy, when you make your, serious political comments again, will you make your serious political comments again? I enjoy that. Because I'm very conservative like you. Good one, my brother. Good one. I'll make it. I don't remember what.
Unfortunately, the political situation making us cry. So,
let me tell you something. Because we put something about women, no women, no crime. You know.
Yeah. So
what is it? Complain. No women, no. What is the actual song? No women, like don't cry, or if there's no women, we don't cry. I think if there's no women, we don't cry. Yeah.
No women, no.
I said you cry if you
have
a good
woman. What? He's saying no woman, no crime.
Meaning no woman. When you don't have a woman, don't cry. Yeah, what is it?
Because she doesn't get in trouble.
Yes, you see? No
really?
Trouble. Yes.
Yeah. Really?
When a woman says what? It's not because she didn't hear you. She's giving you a chance to correct
yourself. Listen, you need to have a second chance in life, huh?
I'm laughing. It's so funny because I do it.
Excuse me. Yes. Like, what did you hear the first time? I need to repeat.
My favorite is, what did you just say?
Yeah. You know, a wife is complaining to a husband.
Yeah.
Said, Roger, just look at this nice couple down the road. How lovely they are. He holding her hand, he's kissing her, keeping the door open for her, give her a kiss. Why can't you do the same? He said, are you mad? I hardly know her. What the please.
Oh, he's afraid of her husband. Anyway, this guy says to the waiter, waiter, there's no chicken in my chicken soup. He says, there's also no horse in a horseradish.
I think, alright.
Yeah, no, go for it, yeah.
Okay, so a wife is sending a text message to her husband.
Yeah.
It's this really, really cold, freezing winter morning. And she's sending them a text saying, windows are totally frozen, will not open. So the husband replies carefully, pour some warm water over it, tap carefully with your hand, and if it doesn't help, try gently, gently with the hammer. 15 minutes later, he's getting a message. Oh, no, I think the laptop is gone completely.
He's talking about Windows.
Anyway. Okay. Abo?
My friend got a beautiful little puppy. It's so cute. It's amazing. Unfortunately, his wife is allergic to dogs. So, if you're interested, please send a message. Her name is Milka. She's 54 years old and weighs 180 pounds. Ready to go.
I broke my hand in a couple of places. I went to my doctor. He says, don't go anymore to these places.
Say like this. It's a second ignition. I can't believe it. I cannot be held responsible for what my face does when you talk.
In relation to Moshe's joke, guy goes to the doctor, and he goes to the doctor, and everywhere he points, he says he's sore. Says, doctor, I point to my shoulder, it's sore. I point to my leg, it's sore. I point to my toe, it's sore. What the hell's wrong with me?
Your so the doctor,
your finger's broken.
You know, I say like this, if at first you don't succeed, try doing it the way your wife told you so.
Ah, I like that one.
You do, huh? You do, yeah. Yeah, but so of course I talk to myself. Sometimes I need expert advice.
Not always the best advice.
No, but expert, yeah. Yeah, Ethan?
Yeah. Well? For the first time I read all of them.
Oh, is it? When my wife and I fight, I tighten the top of every giant bottle in the house just so I can say, yeah, you do need me, eh?
Listen, we can keep on laughing about this as much as we want. We're calling back home. We don't have a choice.
Let me, there's no...
And it's not because we're forced to, usually.
Let me tell you, we've got about a second. So, there's no happy life. There are only happy days. So, guys, take and have happy days. It's the time is now just about 7 o'clock. It's 18:59.
Keep yourself very safe in this season, please. Yes.
Yeah, please,
and tomorrow,
guys.
Roy
and
friends,
by the way, Roy,
9
we
o'clock.
Do need men.
Yeah, I know.
Because we need to talk to them.
Yeah, you need. So, guys, I'm just going to say goodbye and have a really, really nice evening.
Don't forget tomorrow morning.
Don't forget tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. We'll be here, myself, Liel, and Peter Feldman, Moshe Starograd. We're all going to be here just to view our opinions about life. So have plenty fun.
Be safe, and be healthy.
Be safe, be healthy. And
smell
that's our
the
goodbyes
flowers.
To you. Listen to this wonderful song. Now we're gonna do this song is
brilliant
problematic,
song.
So now we're gonna go this one. This is nice.